Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep. Sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things.
Our guest today is soprano Diana Domrau, who has just released a new album, Forever, Unforgettable Songs from Vienna, Broadway, and Hollywood. We've just heard I Could Have Danced All Night from Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, sung by Miss Domrau with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by David Abel. When we spoke with Miss Domrau from London, she was preparing for her appearance in La Traviata at Covent Garden that evening. I wanted to really talk to you about your latest album, Forever. It's very hot on the press, I guess. And I was taken with your choices, and I loved what you said about the operettas and how seriously you really have to take some of those. They're not arias, but the songs. And people know you for your marvelous performances of the classical opera, but this is obviously something close to your heart. For each one, you have a kind of a memory, don't you?
Yeah, it's true. I'm very related to every song on this album. And it was really hard to choose, because first it was planned, or was asked by the record company, if I could do an only operetta-only album. So I said, well, that's not really me. I love operetta. I did a lot. But if we record something lighter, let's say easy listening, not lighter. It's not lighter.
Certainly not
difficult, or even more.
And not easy performing either. I mean, some of the arias, or whatever you call them, the musical selections are demanding. I mean, I think what some of the Fledermaus, I guess, and certainly. Well, I think Sweeney Todd is also kind of demanding too. I mean,
Every song has its little tricky moments, or you have to sing it with all your skills and with all your heart, and in order to make it believable and let the situation and the character shine through. So you can imagine that Rosalinde Travers is something different from the snowman.
The snowman, and
which
also
is sung by a boy soprano usually.
From her new album, Forever, we heard Diana Domrau, soprano, performing Walking in the Air from The Snowman, with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, David Charles Abel conducting. Also, you have something, you really did touch me. Someday My Prince Will Come from Snow White. And I remember watching that movie when I was very, very, very young. And I never forgot that. There's something about that song. And this fits in with what you said about all these things that bring memories back to you about, I guess, certain times.
And I think everybody finds his own memories, because these are, the album is called Forever because these are really unforgettable songs.
Right.
Generations of people know and or don't know that they know them, but they know them. They listen to them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I put all these songs together, which really they accompanied me in my childhood. I relate my first cinema.
Yes.
Days or afternoons at the cinema with some of these songs, and my grandmother sang some of these songs to me as well. Some of those operettas and songs I performed on stage, as for instance Sweeney Todd. I sang the first German revival. So I mean the first performance of Sweeney Todd in Germany, in German.
Yes.
It's a bit complicated. I had my first contract in Würzburg. I opened with My Fair Lady in a song.
I was going to say.
Performances.
Was that in English? Was that in English?
That was in German as well. In German as well.
Did you speak with a Cockney accent?
No. It was in German. So the language of the songs and of the dialogue was German. It played in London. Well, that you can't change. But the German accent we took is, or what you usually do, is from Berlin.
Well, no,
so it has a similar energy. So they're very chatty and very fast, and in their mind they're very funny as well. So it suits perfectly to the correct character of Eliza at the beginning.
Well, it's very, very unusual, because I was wondering the premise of the whole of making Eliza, of course, a lady, is that she has to speak differently, you know, because she has this Cockney accent, and that will betray her as not being a lady. So when you're singing it in another language, you alter the way you pronounce, say, in German. Do you say it differently, or do you?
Oh yes. If on the album, for instance, there is "Wäre das nicht wunderschön." So this is pure Berlin accent. They do abbreviations of the words. The vowels are not the same as in High German. Uh-huh. And they're very chatty, it's slang. And not everybody understands it. And certainly no lady does speak it. So she's converting from a Berlin girl to a German high class,
right. Yes. That's really, I never really thought about that. I think a lot of people never really thought about that. I mean, we always, you know, accept opera in the original language, but you say doing a light opera or operetta is a whole other story. These were songs you loved too, I think you said very much.
Oh, yes. Yeah, especially My Fair Lady. One of my most wonderful times on stage was this role, and I learned a lot.
But you said you did it in German?
Yes.
My goodness, that was something. So that's a whole new script, I guess. Really,
yes.
Really. Yes. So so you're singing, yes, I see you're singing I Could Have Danced All Night, but you sing that in English, right?
No, also in
German.
On stage, I sang it in German.
Yes,
it was all in German. So the gags, the jokes, could be done also the same way. I mean, she's learning how to speak. So Higgins puts her stones into the mouth in order that she pronounces it clearly.
Right.
And, or she has to blow a candle because she doesn't aspirate the H.
Right.
And it's also, In with the Berlin accent, they don't aspirate. She has Higgins.
Say something.
Anyway, again,
can you say something in German, high German, and then the way Liza would say it?
Oh, my God.
Just a little
nur
bit.
Nur ein Zimmerchen irgendwo mit einem Sofa drin. Sowieso. Is high German, and when I sing it, it's nur ein Zimmerchen irgendwo mit einem Sofa drin. Sowieso. Na, kick mal ihn an. Ich will eine Lady sein im Blumenladen. Ne?
Und, okay.
It's a little bit like this. And then if you say, ich möchte eine Lady sein in einem Blumenladen. Und it's different. You hear it right away.
Oh, sure. Of course.
And it's working. It's brilliant.
Nur ein Zimmerchen irgendwo, mit nem Sofa drin sowieso. Und Jahresbeleuchtung, werdet nicht wunderschön. Pralinis, aber Leichen, guckt im Ofen, ja lichterloh. Und warme Biene, wunderschön. Oh, so wunderschön sitzen, elegant, stinkfaul und still. Mir nicht rieren, bis der Mai schon mitten das Fenster will und in jemand bei mir, an dem ich mir sanft aber dauernd lehn.
Wunderschön, and how? Diana Damro, our guest today on Crossover. Oh, you must have had a ball doing that, though, I think.
Oh, yes.
How many weeks did you do that? How long was the run when you...
It was the two seasons. I had my fixed contract there. I sang about 60 performances.
My goodness.
Next to Freischütz, Hänsel and Gretel, and The Queen of the Night.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that means that you're very versatile, you know, and I think that's terribly important for an artist because you can bring the beauty of both very serious music and then very, very, acceptable to the non-trained ear, and you still sing it beautifully. Music of Franz Lehár from Juditha. We heard Meine Lippen, sie küssen so heiß, sung by our guest today, Diana Damrau. But your voice is very, very beautiful, I must say, and just the quality of it, and it's so terribly impressive. So this was really a wonderful album, and once again, I thought that you had a vocalese also that you did on here from Wuthering Heights, which I thought was kind of interesting that you put that in there. And
That's a world premiere. That's not a known song yet, but I think it will be unforgettable as well.
Is this from the film Wuthering Heights, or?
No. Frédéric Chasselin, the conductor, he composed an opera. An opera called Wuthering Heights. But I thought it was so close. I wanted a different vocalist, the very, very well known from Once Upon a Time in the West. I don't know the English title.
Ennio Morricone. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I wanted to sing this. Oh. But Well, unfortunately, we couldn't get the rights. And
oh, that's gorgeous. That's what so Morricone is then. Anyway, phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I chose something else, but really nice.
Music of Frederick Chaslin from his opera Wuthering Heights, we heard Kathy's Vocalese, performed by soprano Diana Damrau with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by David Charles Abel. You also have the Vocalese from the North Gate, now the Ninth Gate. I'm not familiar with that, but there is something about, can you explain to the audience what a Vocalese is? I mean, it's really singing without words, but isn't there a special technique?
Well, a vocalese means vocal, voice, is singing, but with no words, with no text on it. Just you only hear the sound of the voice, and which sings a beautiful melody. And for this album, I chose the vocalese as the song, a song without words,
right,
to wrap the whole selection, because it's quite wild, from operetta through movie to Broadway, Hollywood, everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to wrap this with melody, and it's all about the melody, because you play two notes of each song, and I'm sure everybody can say, oh yes, this is Snow White, and this is
right.
I don't know, this is My Fair Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I chose this, and it's vocalese is very beautiful to sing, because you don't worry about text and about consonants. You just let your voice float and express with the color you give it. If you use a darker vowel, or
right,
if you change it in the brighter moments, so you're also like an instrument, giving colors and interpreting a melody and a situation and atmosphere.
Music from The Ninth Gate by Wojciech Kilar, a vocalese sung by Diana Damrau.
I expect everyone of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith in romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a bait to believe any fable I hear from a person in pants. Fearlessly I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly I'll sing about flowers and spring. Flatly I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. I'm not ashamed to reveal.
From one of her favorite shows, South Pacific, Deanna Damrau sang I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy, music, of course, by Richard Rodgers, and Miss Damrau sounding as American as apple pie. Now, what are you planning for your next album, or is it too soon to talk about?
No, I'm real planning. We have dates. Oh, God, now my family is coming home. I have to close the door. The baby comes in.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay. Ich bin im Interview. Ja, Titi, hallo, mein Schatzi. Ja, gleich. Okay. All right.
Does the baby love when you sing?
Yeah, she sings with me.
Oh, it's wonderful. Often. How old is she?
1.5.
Oh, my goodness. So she loves to hear you sing. It's beautiful. Isn't that wonderful? So is that, do you have just the one child now?
No, I have two boys.
Ah, and you managed to do a career like you have, and it's really amazing. What is your schedule now? You're going to be in London for a while, is that right?
Yes. Now it's till the end of this month. Sorry, I do Traviata at the Royal Opera House, and then we go to Paris, the whole family. My husband is a singer as well, and he said he's going to do well. He accepted to sing the doctor, despite his career. The doctor in Traviata, who has only a few lines, but so the family can stay together.
That's wonderful.
And so, always one of us steps back for the other, and we are helping each other. That's our life organization, and as a family. You're there for each other. And it's wonderful.
That's so beautiful, and really beautiful. Have you ever done any operettas with him?
No, operettas not. No, but operas, yes.
But operas, yes. And he, what operas you said?
Well, we met when we sang in actually a church concert in Munich, contemporary work. And after that, we sang together in Geneva, Don Giovanni, and I was Donna Anna, and he Mazzetto. And then we did a lot of concerts. Well, next year, we're going to perform at the Met together in Manon. He'll be the Count de Grieux, and I'll be Manon.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Bathny.
Well, that's
and
very it's convenient, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very, very nice to be married to someone who is as talented as you are. So, and you are actually the toast of the town, as we say in English now. I think everyone loves you, and your voice is exquisite, and your performances are lovely. And we thank you so much for giving your time when you're so busy, and you're going to be doing Traviata. When is the first performance? Is
that on Saturday.
Well, good luck to you, and I hope you'll be coming. Do you think you might ever get to Philadelphia? That's where we broadcast from.
Yeah, I hope so. Surely for a leader recital or a concert one day.
Well, you know what? I'm going to.
Fantastic.
We're recording that, so you're going to have to live up to your promise now. So wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Damrau. It's just wonderful to speak with you, and you are a great artist, and we look forward to
hearing
more and having more releases on albums that we can use on our fund drives, because I'm sure this one is going to go very quickly.
Wonderful. Yeah, the next one will be opera again. So, but bel canto and late bel canto. So this is very interesting and a new journey. Like this was a great experience to do. Forever is these are songs I sang, but just for fun, and then to record them and stand actually in front of an orchestra and be able to jump into this music and just have fun, and everybody loved it.
Yes.
It was really a great joy.
Well, bel canto, so, though, is that's hard work, I think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it means beautiful singing.
I know.
I
know. So, and again, for our audience, what are some of the operas that would feature bel canto singing? I think you might want to explain to them quickly
Well, on the bel canto album, you will find the typical bel canto composers, operas by Bellini, Donizetti,
yes.
And then the early Verdis, and so light little sparkles from the bel canto into the future, but all beautiful music and very melodical, and also for the voice. The voice is the most important, and that's the beauty of bel canto.
Well, I had often wondered why it's particularly called, which means beautiful voice, but why is that? What is that?
In bel canto.
Yes, in the history, you know, it's the evolution of opera, and then they said this is the bel canto era, and I wondered what, isn't it all beautiful voice?
No, but bel canto singing means you have to have really the whole range of your voice, proper and clean as a diamond, and always, always there, that you can play with the high notes as well as you can play with the lowest notes of your register, and give colors, but have a homogeneous voice, very, very flexible as well. So you don't only sing slowly and big lines. You must show all the feelings with your voice. Also very fast singing, coloraturas, that's called. So, coloraturas, it means
runs,
very high ranges, and runs of notes, girlanden. I don't know what you say to that, but it's turning and moving like a whirlwind, and then it settles down, and so all this you have to do with your voice, and it's hard to learn bel canto,
yes.
But at the end it should be bel canto.
And some of the operas that are the feature bel canto, would you be able to tell the audience, perhaps? Is it Bellini, said? Bellini?
Yeah, there will be arias by Bellini, for instance, from La Sonnambula, which
I
sung at the Met. Then I Puritani, the beautiful aria in the second part of the opera, the kind of mad scene aria. And then there will be Violetta, Traviata. There will be, oh my God, yes, Imananieri. There will be Luisa Miller.
Uh-huh.
So a very, very interesting pieces, but also some maybe a little Puccini. I'm not so sure yet. So
we're
creating the album at the moment.
Oh, that's so exciting.
But,
Well, we can't wait. So in the meantime, we'll be satisfied with Forever, but we will not wait forever for the next album. So it was a pleasure and such a joy to speak with you and to hear your exuberance and your love of your family and it's all together. It's really very wonderful. And good luck in London with Traviata.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you so much, Ms. Namro.
All the best, and toy, toy, toy for the quiz.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking today with soprano Diana Damrau, who has just released a new album, Forever, Unforgettable Songs from Vienna, Broadway, and Hollywood. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Patti, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.